One of the world's biggest oil companies, BP, has as its marketing slogan, Beyond Petroleum. So far, it's very little to show for it. But now, as delegates gather in the Canadian city of Montreal to discuss the threats of climate change, BP has announced a new strategy to develop alternative energies. It plans to spend $8 billion over the next 10 years on technologies such as wind and solar power. I went along to the headquarters of BP in the heart of Mayfair in London to find out more from the group's powerful chief executive, John Brown. And I began by asking him what he hoped to achieve from the new initiative.
It's about providing alternative energy in the power generation sector, because for two reasons. One is it's the sector that produces most of the CO2, 40%. And secondly, 40% of the power generation capacity we need by 2020 has yet to be built. So clearly there's big opportunities for carbon-free or low-carbon activities in this area.
And how important do you think this is going to be as part of the overall BP business in years to come?
It depends on how far out and how hopeful you are about the future and its future prospects. Clearly, compared with the whole of BP, this is very, very small. We have doubled our investment into this business. We're going to double, but that takes it to $1.8 billion over 3 years and perhaps an aspiration of $8 billion over 10 years. But compared with the investment in our traditional business, this is very, very small. However, compared with other activities in alternative energy being conducted by others, this is a very considerable piece of business. So it will always be a small component of BP, let's say into the next, certainly next 10-year period. After that, who knows? It depends on the way in which the world works, how people think about carbon, how well is carbon priced, and what people's appetite is to do the things that alternative energy will do. It will clearly have limits.
If you were to make a guess, what would you say the percentage of your non-petroleum output is going to be in 10 years?
That's a very difficult question to answer, because it's like comparing apples and oranges, barrels of oil to bits of electricity. But the best way to look at it is in revenue. Today we generate about $300 billion of revenue, with the world's second largest company in this regard. Alternative energy will probably produce, let's say, $6 billion of revenue. It'll be quite profitable revenue, but it gives you the sort of proportions that we're talking about. So small compared with oil and gas, but within its own sector, very large. But I think that explains the world. In the end, renewables and alternatives are a very important part of the energy balance of the world. But as we see it today, is a small part of the world. It grows very fast, indeed, from a very small base, but beyond the 10-year period, it's impossible to say. My guess is, beyond 10 years, will become increasingly important to the world.
Do you think governments should be doing more to encourage companies like BP to put much more money into renewable energy, to force companies, whether through regulation or financial inducements, to push that much harder?
I think when things are forced, what tends to happen is that they don't grow solid roots, and so when the forcing stops, they tend to fall over. Better, I think, to think about policy which looks at the total cost of energy. You know, there is a cost to carbon, and so therefore it should be embedded in the cost of the energy. The cost of carbon is my shorthand for the cost of the environment, because in the end it is the amount of carbon that goes into the atmosphere that I think is the source of global warming.
Does this investment, the announcement you've made today on renewable energy, do you think that justifies the new marketing slogan that you've got, Beyond Petroleum?
No, I think Beyond Petroleum is the sum of many, many actions. It's not singly focused on alternative energy. It is, after all, a way of expressing something which shouldn't be taken with absolute literalism. Absolute literalism, I think, doesn't really work in this area. It is a way of thinking. It is a way of thinking about the future and doing things with an eye to the future and not simply resting on the past.
BP's Group Chief Executive John Brown.